Now, the purpose of this book is it reveals worship. It's the book of worship. And in this book, we have sacrifice, ceremony, ritual, liturgy, instructions, washings, convocations, holy days, observances, conditions and warnings crowd this book. And all of these physical exercises were given to teach great spiritual truths. You remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:11, "Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples. They were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age has come." And then he says in 1 Corinthians 10:6, "These things are our examples." And then in Romans 15:4, we read, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." And Peter in his first epistle in the first chapter, verse 11, says, "Searching what are what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." And the writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 11:13, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Now, this book of Leviticus will have some wonderful instruction for us today. And this book of Leviticus reveals Christ in a most remarkable manner. Now, we've just had the Gospel of Mark. And I must confess to you that there we had an abridged edition of the Lord Jesus. Not very much, but in the book of Leviticus, a great deal more is said about him. Tyndale, years ago in his prologue on this book of Leviticus, made this statement, and I'd like to read this to you because I consider this very important. He says, quote, "Though sacrifices and ceremonies can be no ground or foundation to build upon, that is, though we can prove naught with them, yet when we have once found out Christ and his mysteries, then we may borrow figures, that is to say, allegories, similitudes, and examples, to open Christ and the secrets of God hid in Christ, even unto the quick, and can declare them more lively and sensibly with them than with all the words of the world." That's a great statement, by the way. And you remember the Lord Jesus said to the woman at the well, they had been going through ceremonies, they had had rituals. Now he says, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And that is John 4:21-24.